We are back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and got a few minutes left here with our Pottawatomie County Schools superintendents, Kevin Logan over at Rock Creek, USD 323, and Greg Mann over at USD 320 Wamego. You know, we were talking in the previous segment about COVID information, and since we last spoke, they've now approved vaccines for children 5 to 11, and I'm curious if you've seen a lot of interest. I don't know if you can measure that yet here from parents. Are they interested or more hesitant? What's the mood like surrounding vaccines for 5 to 11-year-olds in Pottawatomie County?
Brandon, go ahead, Greg.
I was just going to say that on our weekly phone call that we had last Friday, they had told us that they had just got the 5-11 serum or the vaccines on, I believe it was Thursday, wasn't it, Kevin, Thursday afternoon? So they had not set up any clinics or anything for 5 to 11 at this point in time. So number one, as far as I know, and Kevin may know more about this, there's not been anything set up yet for inoculation clinics for 5 to 11-year-olds. And to answer your question directly, I'll be honest, I've been at a couple of events and I have not had a parent question me about it. You know, if we're going to host one or when they're available or whatever the case may be. Now, I can tell you from personal experience with my four children and my grandchildren, my children are very excited about it. And in fact, my 7-year-old granddaughter has already had her first. So, you know, I would hope that people would take advantage of this opportunity.
Kevin, go ahead.
Brandon at Rock Creek, my information is a little bit old. It was before last Friday's meeting. I was again at a conference last Friday and missed the Pottawatomie County Health Department meeting that's held weekly. But I do know one of the things we were waiting on before setting up any type of a big clinic was what's called general orders coming down from KDHE to allow mass vaccination clinics. I understand there are clinics that have been set up and waiting on that general order. But for right now, and again, this data is like last Thursday, if a parent wanted their child 5 to 11 to get the vaccine, they would need to go to their doctor's office. Looking at a survey that was sent out or a request that was sent out for information from our parents as of last Thursday, we had only 9 parents reach out to Nurse Keeley, our COVID nurse, interested in getting the vaccine at school. If we would give that vaccine, we'd want the parent to be present also. So, you know, that might be a little bit of a hindrance of doing those vaccine clinics during the day. And a lot of times it's just easier that they feel more comfortable going to their family doctor. But if we have enough interest, we will absolutely have a clinic here. But if not, you know, we're encouraging our families to visit with their family physician.
All right. Very good. Well, Greg, I know you have a meeting you got to get to here soon. Anything else before we wrap up with you?
No, I appreciate the opportunity to visit with you about what's going on here, Brandon. So, Kevin, you have a good day.
You too, Greg. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
That's Greg Mann again, interim superintendent over at Wamego Schools. We'll finish up here with Kevin. And is there, as far as any other items of note here, I know we've got, I've been getting reached out to here recently from some school officials, at least here in Manhattan and Riley County, as we get into the winter months. But it's almost that time of year where we have snow days again coming up.
It is. I sent out a note each Friday or tried to each Friday to our patrons, letting them know kind of the highlights of what's going on in the district. And this was the note of reminder of inclement weather and where we post those at. We send them out on a swift message text that we have, get them out on Twitter accounts. We post it on our webpage. And Brandon, I really appreciate you. I can always just shoot you a text and you get it on K-Man Radio. That's awesome. But, you know, really hoping and praying for a mild winter. So hopefully we can stay in school without having to make those tough choices of, is it safe to have our children come to school or not? You know, and it's, we all districts across state cover a lot of miles, and sometimes one end of the district is kind of sketchy, while the other end, people are wondering, why did you cancel school? So, you know, we do the best we can to keep all of our students safe on that.
Yeah, absolutely. And we saw, Dave and I were actually reading a state story today that said there's a state, I think it was Kansas Department of Transportation, they have a shortage of workers to remove some of the snow here. They're about 30% understaffed, it sounds like, which is a little concerning with, you know, some of our rural roads out there. And, you know, that could possibly play a factor here this winter.
It is. You know, we have Highway 24 and Kansas 99 that would be covered by state of Kansas. But a lot of ours are our county, Pot County Road and Bridge. And just want to say thank you to those guys for getting out and doing what they do to get our routes cleared off in the morning. I know it's a thankless job, and they're up at dark like I am out to do those evaluations and get those roads prepared. But yeah, it's a thankless job. And, you know, everyone's suffering to find workers right now in a lot of positions. So definitely feel their pain on that.
Is there anything else we haven't touched on from your meeting Monday you wanted to make sure to let people know about?
Well, not so much on the meeting at this point. I think I'll have more to share after next month's meeting. But if I could give a couple student shout-outs, I'd really appreciate it.
Sure.
First of all, Kira Nippert took fifth at state cross country, and that's our first state ladies cross country medal, as I understand, in the history of Rock Creek High School. That's dating back to the graduating class in 1992. So congratulations to Kira on that one. And then we have some volleyball all-league award winners. Sophie Haverkamp and Olivia Lubers were both first team all-league in volleyball. And then Lexi DeWeese and Aya Klingenberg were honorable mention. So congratulations to those student athletes. And then lastly, one of our activities or clubs are a trap team. Hunter Prokish took first in our conference and second in the state out of over 1,000 trap participants. And Hayden Thomason took second in our conference and fifth in the state. So big shout out to those guys and their performance this fall.
I did not realize you had a trap team. Is that sanctioned by Keisha?
It is not sanctioned by Keisha. I can't remember if there's 80 teams across the state of Kansas, something like that. I know locally we have a team, Riley County has a team, and Waubunsee has a team. And then they're spaced all across the state.
Interesting.
They have a season and a spring season.
Well, that's really cool. Well, congratulations to those students and all those activities going on. Busy time of year. Next time we'll talk, it'll be right before Christmas. So it's hard to believe we're wrapping up 2021 real soon.
Yeah, it's things are moving right along.
All right. Well, Kevin, if I don't see you before then, have a happy Thanksgiving, and we'll talk again in December.
You also, Brandon. Thank you very much.
All right. That's Kevin Logan, Rock Creek Superintendent. Thanks to Greg Mann as well from Wamego. Stay tuned. We'll have some segments with Fort Riley coming up next here on News Radio KMAN.